Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. The ways, yeah. The ways to drum and the ways to have pipe ceremonies and the ways to have those any kind of ceremony. When we get there, you know, there's protocol. So I think this is kind of a little bit about protocol for those that are non-native, the way. I think the best way to go ahead and to learn something is to go there and to observe and to shut down everything that you've been taught and everything and just to go and watch. And that is also true for our younger people, our younger generation, you know. You talk about being lost, you know, go learn the ways, and the ways are to be quiet, to settle yourself down, to center yourself, to take that spirit of yours and to go and to make it flourish, to learn a way of life. The Ojibwe way of life is just one way. There are many ways out there, you know. But I think for us is observation and to learn and then to put that into words and then to put that into context for yourself, comprehensively for yourself, to make that part of you and then to go ahead and to put it into practice. And after you put it into practice for so many years, you become skillful at it and great at it and good at it. And once you become skillful, great, and good at it, then to turn around and to pass that knowledge back on. Yeah, you're like a light. Imagine yourself as being like a lighter or even a matchstick, you know, how you burn bright. And yeah, you burn for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden, it goes out. Yeah, that's life. That's the Ojibwe way of life, you know, for all of you, for everybody. And to, once again, to observe and to learn. Observation is a key thing for all of us. You know, you go into the animal world. A wolf, is he a wolf from birth, or does he have to learn how to be a wolf? He has to learn how to be a wolf, of course. And the same way with us, we have to learn how to be Ojibwe, and we have to learn our ways and our skills, and each of us carry something. And I watch everybody, you know, how they can do things, you know. And I was totally amazed at the things that people know, you know. And it's always a good thing. Now, the one thing that I don't like, though, is when we try to Ojibwe each other. you get some of those, you know, but you know, you really can't be a part of it all. in whatever part you are, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, learn something new every day, you know. And there's a lot of teachers out there that are willing to teach, and some of them, you know, are not so willing to teach, but, you know, they give you something. Take it and run with it and be with it and observe it and become skillful and great and good at it. And, you know, we will definitely surpass anything that anybody has ever thrown at us. And we're all living proof of that already. We're still here. We're still doing our thing. We're still spreading our ways across the world. Lots of smiles. Some not so big a smile. Sometimes they're sad. Sometimes we got to be a little bit stern with people. Sometimes we got to take a stand. But, you know, we're out there. We're out there making a big stand. Look at the water. We're the first ones to come on up and say, hey, you know, this is water, not oil, you know. And here we are, protecting the Earth Mother, the mother of all mothers, and that's something. I observed that, you know. And be a part of that, yes. I am part of that. I'm part of that because I need to pass something down to my children and my children's children that they can have and that they can be proud of. And we have those types of responsibilities that are passed on to us from our elders, and they try to teach us something and they pass it along, and now here we are, and we'll pass that down to our children, and they will take it and they will stand and they will be who they are. And that is the Ojibwe way of life, and that is who they will be, that's who they are, and, you know, that's who they're going to take into the future with themselves. So thanks again for listening, tuning on in, and we'll see you again next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.